Eight Life Stories. The life story was a story told by many people in the valley. Biography and autobiography were written down and given to the Hayamas or the Lodge as an offering, a gift of life. Commonplace as most of them were, they were a hinge or intersection of private, individual, historical, lived time with communal, impersonal, cyclical being time, and so were a joining of temporal and eternal, a sacred act. The longest section of this book, Stone Telling's Story, is an autobiography. In this section, a group of shorter life stories make a choir of valley voices, men and women, old and young. The Train, by 7-year-old Enough of Sinshan, is typical of the short autobiographical offering. It relates an event very important in the life of the author, in full confidence that this importance will be felt by the reader, that it will be, in our terms, meaningful. She Listens, or Listening Woman, was offered to the Serpentine Hayamas in Sinshan when the author took her middle name, the name by which she would be known all her adult life, until or unless she took or was given a last name. Like many naive autobiographies without literary pretensions, it is written in the third person. In Junko, the author uses the third person to refer to himself when he is writing in the past tense, and uses the first person in the present tense. This record of a vision quest by a spiritual athlete presents a failure as the central event of a life. The bright void of the wind, given by Kulkuna of Telinana to his Hayamas, is a record of what we would call an out-of-body or afterlife experience. It presents a dying as the central event of a life. Having had his life saved by the doctors, living and dead, of the doctor's lodge, Kulkuna went directly on to join them. He felt he had a debt to pay. Towards the end of Stone Telling's story, we see the other side of the weaving. A doctor who saved a life was thereafter, literally and in all respects, responsible for that life, as responsible as the parents who had conceived it. Debt and credit in the doctor's lodge was a mortally serious business. White Tree is the only straight biography in this group. When a friend or relative thought an untold life worth telling, they might do so, as here, after the death of the subject of the piece. The Third Child's Story, signed by Spotted Goat of Medidino, though told in the first person, may be a vengeful biography pretending to be autobiography, or may be pure fiction, or something between the two. The loose free-verse triplet structure was used for lamentations, satires, and scurrilities. The Dog at the Door records a vision which began as a dream and then was consciously followed using the technology of meditation provided by the Hayamas. In our terms, it is a mere mental excursion, a fantasy, not even rationalized. To its author and readers in the valley, it was the sufficient record of a life. The author, who gave it to the Red Adobe Hayamas in Wakwaha, did not sign it. Finally, in the longest of these pieces, The Visionary, Flicker of Telinana recounts her life with considerable candor and realism. Copies of this work were kept both in her Hayamas in Telina and in the archives in Wakwaha. She may have been asked to write it by her fellow scholars on the mountain as a kind of guide for other people burdened with her gift, for she tries to describe what was more often left unstated, the emotions and relationships of a person pursuing, willingly or unwillingly, the career of visionary, and the place of a great vision in an ordinary life.